I want a stuffed Mac voodoo doll.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lions Pride Tavern, podcast number 345, or 345. Tonight, we talk about a raid, Avarice of the Shadowed Crucible, plus maybe Wrath of the Lich King Classic. But before all that, let's start off with introductions. I'm your host, Fafford. I play a Dwarven Beastmaster Hunter in the awesome game World of Warcraft. Next up is Mac.
Hey, it's Mac, and, you know, it's this week. I have nothing else to say.
And Mrs. Mac?
I am Mrs. Mac, and I play a pink-haired gnome.
And Miss Lystra?
Hey, I'm Lystra, and I play a warlock. Always a warlock.
So, no Lorelei. She's off playing Dungeons & Dragons, the real Baldur's Gate 3. She's playing tabletop tonight. So she does that every other weekend or every, I don't know, it's like once a month or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's like the first Saturday.
Yeah, first Saturday of the month, something like that. So first off, I want to apologize.
Oh, no.
Sorry. And first off, I want to apologize for the last podcast. My sound volume was really low. Apparently, when you have a Windows update, it just automatically defaults everything back to whatever it wants. And it set all my mic options to like really low. So I got them all fixed. Hopefully I sound a lot better this week in this week's podcast.
Yeah, Mrs. Mac sends me back to the factory default every once in a while.
Yeah, well, you know, I understand that.
That's what the frying pan is for.
I send you back to the factory hoping they'll come up with a better model.
He needs more suspension or a better suspension. I don't know.
Right?
That exhaust has to stop leaking. Damn it.
too funny. So what's been going on with you guys this last week? Anything fun or exciting?
I've been working in the rain.
So you're like Rain Man.
Yes, that was Rain Man.
I'm back to work, first week.
Nice.
I'm realizing after 14 and a half years why I don't work baggage anymore. Oh, my God. Anyways.
Did you work baggage again this weekend?
I did.
Why? Oh, my God. Are you trying to kill yourself?
You should have seen the size of his paycheck.
It's all about the size, people.
That's not where I thought she was going with that.
It's a hell, lie.
You can't have one, you have the other.
I had my finger firmly pressed on the beep button.
That was good. Was it horrible?
Hey, try and keep it relatively family friendly 98% of the time. Problem is that if I decide to have a beverage or a gummy before the podcast, there's no telling what's going to happen.
Or if you get, into Max's liquor cabinet.
Oh, there's that too.
That would be a beverage.
Yes.
Yeah, it just takes one. Yeah, she's one, a cheap date. And I'm
flat on my face, literally.
Thought you were going to use the other F.
Yeah. too funny.
No, it's all good. No, it's there was overtime available. They don't want to hire somebody the last week or two of passenger season, so they put out call out for anybody who's ever worked in the department. My seniority in that department is way up there, and I get paid my regular rate for working over there. It's like, it can't be too hard. Oh my God, We do a lot of lifting where I'm at, so I'm used to picking up a lot of weight, but the bags, when you're picking up 60, 70 pound, you know, suitcases, and you've got, you know, hundreds of those you got to lift up within, you know, a 20 minute period, it's that's a little more exercise than I'm used to. So yeah, I'll be feeling it for the next week.
Nice.
My poor husband.
Well, the nice thing is he just comes home and eats and then goes to sleep, right?
That's right.
Some days.
Other days I stay up long enough to annoy her before taking a nap.
Ah, yes.
Well, you know.
Those are not my favorite days.
The beauty of marriage.
Yeah. Not for the faint of heart, folks. It's really not.
Well, over the years, I've known just about how far I can get without stepping completely over the line. So I always wake up from my sleep instead of having that permanent sleep.
Mac, you dance on the line daily. I am absolutely positive of that.
Oh,
definitely. I've got the tippy tap shoes.
the Fred Astaire of marriage.
Right?
For those of you who don't know who Fred Astaire is, get a life.
Google it.
He owns a dance studio down the highway.
Oh, man.
Too funny.
We've actually still got one of those in town, a Fred Astaire dance studio.
Nice. Yeah, well, that's classic dancing. That's the good stuff.
We'll see. But so how have things been going with you and your job?
Yeah, no, really good. You know, with standard hotel issues. You know, nothing real strenuous and...
And happy to deal with the public, you know.
Right. You know, I'm really glad that we got our weekend engineer, so I don't have to keep going in on Saturday and Sunday. But, we have all, you know, just, that's what I really like about it, I guess, is that there's always something new that comes around. So we had one lady call down to the desk, and she goes, "Oh my God, you got to move me rooms. There are bugs coming in the ventilation and getting in my bed." It's like, okay. So we go up there and, you know, I mean, this is Montana, you know, and we had 2 days worth of rain. And so all the gnats started coming out. And so because each room's got its own heating and cooling system, it just sucks those gnats right in. They're too small. They go right through the bug screen.
Oh, need a tighter filter.
Yeah.
No scams.
So it was just in her room. No other rooms were affected, but it wasn't like they were live. They were dead. So the fan did its job.
And, you have to set the room up like they do in those old movies from Africa where they got the little net up over the
net bed. Over the beds.
Yeah. Protect them from the dingy or whatever.
It's just kind of funny because, you know, I don't know where she's from. I didn't look at her folio. But, you know, she said she's scared of bugs.
City like, girl. What the
right?
heck?
Well, don't they have bugs in the city too? Isn't there like bugs all over the world?
Christmas,
right?
Mosquitoes. Oh my word!
Just you know, people are funny, and the more they pay for a hotel room, the more the common things in life that happen, you know, annoy them. Oh my God! It's raining outside.
Let me get on that.
Yeah. Let me call the big guy upstairs. Okay.
You put me in the same room as my husband. You know, that's Mrs. Mac's complaint.
You're right. I paid good money for this room. Why the hell is he in this room? Well, I had another engineer. He went up. The lady was complaining that her toilet seat was loose. So I sent up my best engineer. He's great with people. He goes up there and she opens the door, you know, he knocks and she opens the door and she goes, "Oh, they would send a man to come fix it." And he was like, right off the bat, he was like, wow. So he goes, I guess I'm here.
Would you like it fixed?
He goes, I guess I'm here to fix your toilet seat. She goes, do you know what it's like to sit on a toilet seat and then hit that rim? So he goes to the toilet seat and, you know, tightens it up. It was loose, you know. So he tightens it up. The husband the whole time is sitting in the room just shaking his head and looking at him going, you know, you could just, what he told me is like, you could just tell the husband the whole time's going, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But she just went on and on about, you know.
He had the look in his face. Better you than me, buddy.
Right?
I've been dealing with this for X many years. Somebody else has to have a chance. I need a break.
Yeah, Mrs. Mack loans me out occasionally.
Yeah.
Anytime one of her friends is thinking about getting married, here, take him for the weekend.
Take him for the weekend. See what it's like. it's just people are funny. You know, I've told the story before about the guy who he was really upset because it was so hot in his room, and I go up there and they send me up there as the chief engineer because he's, you know, extremely upset. I get up there and I said, yeah, I'm here to look at your heat, and he's in his underwear, right? This is an old guy in his underwear. So I'm like, all right, let me look at the thermostat. And I went, oh, look, 90 is next to 80. I'm going to turn it down to the 60, which is next to the 70. He goes, oh, my God, did I have it on 90? I went, yes. And he goes, maybe I should have put my glasses on. I'm just thinking the whole time, like, yeah, you probably should have. And then you should probably call and apologize to the girls at the front desk, you know, because it wasn't anybody's fault but your own. But no, he never did. You know, it's just the hotel. If you worked at a hotel, you could write books on people. You know, it just, it's amazing.
I think any service industry.
Yes.
You could do that.
Yes, Mrs. Mack, you're absolutely right. Pretty much any service industry, you could write a book on the way people treat other people. It's like, how did we become the dominant species on the planet? I don't know. We can't manage a roundabout. We can't do a four-way stop. You know, it's like, and that's just driving. I don't know.
We've got an intersection at work. It's three. It goes three directions. One of the directions that it says on all the stop signs, they do not have a stop. It's coming from our port in Anchorage with all the big truckers.
Right.
So truckers, you'd be amazed at how many people just, you know, they hit the stop sign, the other guy stops, and they just go. I don't know how we haven't had a bunch of people T-bone there over the years. I know it happens. But it's like, gee, mini Christmas, read the intersection. They do not have a stop sign. Yeah. They're a lot bigger than you.
And there's a reason we're letting them go first, because they're bringing stuff in.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, I get it. It's just amazing, like I said, that how we became the dominant species on the planet. It's like there's like a handful of critical and logical thinkers that drag everybody else along in the world, and they're just there for the ride.
Well, Mrs. Mag drags me along, so, you know.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, that's just like our raids. They drag me along, too. I am not kidding.
Been there,
so
done that.
My raid Saturday night, I spent more time on the floor. Oh my God.
Than normal,
yes. It's like every pull I died. Every pull. I did not make it to a single time when they killed a boss that I made it through. They had to res me.
Fabric's like, oh, look, it's a fireball coming out. Oh, I'm dead.
And I was like, well, no, I mean, I don't know what the difference was, because, I mean, I know we're doing heroic, you know, which is a little bit more, but, I mean, I go to run, and everybody else gets out of the beam. I get right to the edge, and it tags me.
You can die heroically.
You know, it's like, why am I the one getting picked on, you know? Of course, there was a couple of times that I was texting work on my phone, and I look up and I'm dead, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I wasn't paying attention.
When you look away, of course you're going to die. What do you expect?
Well, it was a work call, you know, so it was a text.
Doesn't matter.
He's either laying down on the job or laying down on the raid. One or the other.
Yeah. Right.
It's all about choices, Fafford.
It is.
That's it, you know?
It's all about choices and the consequences of those choices.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They have consequences?
Speaking of consequences, let's talk about... let's talk about Classic, Mac.
Welcome to Classic.
Classic consequences. We've got consequences. No, we've got consequences of all of these new games being released.
How's the bourbon, Mac?
Oh, I've had none. I should have some.
But, well, yeah, we took a nap this afternoon. It's No.
I woke up a half an hour ago, you know. I've got to go to sleep here in a bit to get to work tomorrow. Oh, joy. Oh, joy. But anyways, no, with the consequence of all these new games coming out, we don't have a lot of people playing Classic right now. I'm sure some will come back when ICC pops, but I think people are taking advantage, checking out Diablo 4, playing Baldur's Gate 3 and Starfield. So,
yeah, it's the same with retail.
So everyone's taking a break, enjoying themselves. On the plus side, Joyous Journeys is back. So if you've got some alts you want to level up or just want to bring a tune in and level them up, now's the time.
Well,
that is true.
I actually read an update from another game that said, if you guys can take the time to not play Starfield, you could come and play my game and tell me what's wrong with it. I just thought it was so funny. It's like, you know, they know that all these other games, Baldur's Gate 3, Diablo, this one happens to be Starfield, which is the new Bethesda game that just came out. But, you know, all these other games are like, we can't compete with that. When they come out like that, you know, everybody flocks to it. And I've been watching on Twitch and everybody's playing these games.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's unreal. So yeah, even our retail raid is suffering because of it. So if you guys are out there and you want to try a raid for the very first time, when retail, we're doing heroics. So you got to have a little bit higher gear score than normal. But now's the time to get in because everybody else is playing something else.
You know what you're looking for, Fafford?
What?
New meat shields.
Yeah. Somebody to lay on the floor with me.
He just needs a little company. Folks.
I just need some company. I'm always alone.
I can come join you, Fafford. Let me
level. But is it that? So I'm assuming it's the same way in Classic. There's just.
Oh yeah, we haven't had raid in the last month or so.
Yeah.
Just haven't had enough people on. We're starting to get. I'm trying to get the guild built back up again over
he
here.
Even
so.
Made a macro.
I did.
Are you spamming?
A macro?
Yeah, Mac macro. My mac and cheese macro. Yeah.
So
we're growing a little bit, but it's, you know, we'll see what happens.
But winter is coming, as they say on some shows.
There we go.
Yes.
Winter is coming.
It's here.
And when it does.
Yeah, that's when we all sit down because we don't want to go outside anymore.
Right?
There's no more summer. No, it's gross. We don't like it out there.
Well, it's been in the 40s when I go to work in the morning now.
Hey, we had 47 the other morning, Mac. It was chilly.
Yeah,
it was 39 the other morning at 2:30 when I couldn't sleep. And yeah,
I got to where it was 40 degrees raining and I was outside working throwing bags. I was like, ah, this is stupid.
That's the other thing I get at the hotel. It gets, you know, 47 ish at night, and then during the day it'll get up to 83. So we got a huge delta T difference, right? But when we have banquets, I have the AC turned down because by 11 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun's beating through the windows in the banquet rooms and it warms up, plus with the people that are in there. So this week I get a call. It's really cold in there. I'm like, okay, just wait till 11. It'll warm up. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock rolls around. It's still really cold in there. So I actually had to turn it up because normally I have it at 65. I had to turn it up to 70 for those people to be warm enough in that room. Oh, my gosh.
Like so, you said, I mean, yeah. The seasons be changing, folks.
Yeah. When you get up, I get up at 6 o'clock every morning, and normally it's light outside. And I got up the other morning, I looked outside, and I was like, oh, it's still dark. I actually grabbed my phone and looked. Yeah, it's 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we're losing about 5 minutes a day, so we're getting by October. We'll be dark until 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's all fun.
Yep.
No, it's not fun.
Yes, it is.
But anyways, if you are interested, feel free to come on over to the Pagel server. We'd be glad to have you over there. Enjoy the gaming. Enjoy the community. We do have people that do pop in and out. Just don't have quite as many on as we used to every day. We do have Dave the Lock. He comes on all the time. He's on his different tunes. I'm leveling my alts. But feel free to hop into Discord. If you see us in Discord, you're more than welcome to join us.
So we did get right around 5 people new that joined us this week. On the Discord server, which is fantastic. I welcome you all, which I normally do when you come in on the LPT main general channel. Then there's also an introduce yourself in the Discord. But by all means, jump in the Discord if you haven't. Let us know that you're there, you're alive. I mean, one of them had a really great comment that he's a UPS driver and he's listening to our podcast while he drives around. And he's listened to over a month's worth of podcasts.
Oh my word. Oh my. Now, we have somebody, Creeper78, I think is who it is. He had said that he was driving his truck around Naperville and listening to podcasts, and he drives for a freight company, Old Dominion. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I started going through like all the places in Naperville. And I say, that Naperville? He says, yeah. I'm like, I grew up there.
Nice.
So that was really kind of fluky, freaky.
Yeah, right. She hasn't been back there since the horse and buggy days, though. So,
blow it out your tuchus.
I can do that.
I know you can, and I wish you wouldn't.
We've talked about the leaky exhaust.
Yep. So, no, I think that's pretty cool. You know, these people are, and this guy, and I didn't ask him if we could use their name, so I'm not going to. But they know who they are. And you can read it. You can find out their name if you go to our Discord, because all this is typed in there. But he says we've actually given him a chance to fall in love with the game again. So I just want to say thanks to everybody that's in our guild, that raids with us, that is part of the podcast or part of the community that we've created between the Lions Pride Tavern and Fellowship of the Thing. Because, I hear this all the time. They played the game and it became so toxic and blah, blah, blah. You know, it was getting bad. And so they quit. And then they heard the podcast and they came back, but they're playing with us now. Now, we're a different group of people. You know, most of us are very different.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Now, yeah. Don't get him started. I don't have to go any further than that. But we're older and we don't put up with the
elitist
crap. Yes.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Well, some people might be too young to know what that means, Mac. But no, seriously. We try to just have fun. I mean, that's what the game is designed to do. With any game that you play. No, that's fine.
I was going to say, if you're ever tired of having a 13-year-old raid leader yell at you, it's a nice place to come.
Yes. I mean, these things are designed. I mean, the computer was designed. Games are designed for one thing, and that's for entertainment. If you're looking at it like a job, you probably are still living in your parents' basement. You know, you need to get out and get a real job.
Everything's down there in the basement, honey.
Ooh, you're sleeping in the doghouse tonight.
Yeah, I think so.
her gaming room is downstairs in the basement, but she's got the full finished basement down there.
Yeah, good way to recover there, Mac. You notice there's no noise coming from her because she's slowly sneaking up the stairs with her frying pan.
Using her ninja skills.
She's got mad skills.
See, yep. There it was. too funny. But no, seriously, we love the fact that you guys are joining our community. We do have a great community. We don't put up with the bullshit. And that's a good thing because we want to have fun at these games. And we love the fact that you guys are finding us and joining our community and having fun with us. And we'd love to hear more about you. You know, go to the, we have an Introduce Yourself channel. Go there. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You don't have to tell us where you're at or how old you are. We don't care. You know, I mean, we put up with Mac, so.
There is that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The campaign to kick me out has been failed 3 times, so they're very inclusive.
And I tell you, if you're looking for good-looking food, go to our food recipes channel. Holy moly.
Oh,
who is
man.
Cooking in the wok this week? That was Venari.
Yeah,
Venari's always cooking something.
God,
good.
I know, right? And it looks amazing. The steaks and the, what is this, mushrooms? Oh,
okay,
those
the only
are Brussels
thing I couldn't
sprouts.
Get behind was the seal.
Oh, I would love to try seal.
Oh, yeah, I've had seal. It's well, I take that back. I had seal heart. I didn't have seal itself. I had seal heart.
Seal's it's a little fishy, a little oily, but...
The seal heart wasn't bad, you know. And then, I don't know, what Mac, what were you making? Biscuits and gravy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, guys, if you... he puts bacon in his biscuits and gravy?
I do.
Oh.
It helps.
Dude. Yeah.
Bacon makes everything better.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I agree.
I'm going to try to make some bacon gravy sometime. Mm.
I can't get behind the liver thing in bacon.
Oh, yeah. No.
Liver's
not... No. No, liver is like a hot tub pool filter.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
exactly.
Thank you. Yes, it's that's what it does for the body. It filters out all the toxins and poisons and crap that you don't, and then you're going to
eat it. We call that extra flavor added.
No.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, we don't here.
Mrs.
We don't.
No, Mrs. You, Mac ain't, is, you ain't winning that one.
Yeah, and Mrs. Mac isn't a fan. I go over and we have a nice new Filipino restaurant I found in town that does stuff called Dinigwan, which uses all the innards and pork blood in it. And it's black. They call it chocolate meat or it's
chocolate.
Anyway, it's called Dinigwan. It's delicious.
Well, I
will
get
not
it.
Eat it.
She I
will
get
not
it.
Eat it.
There are people that can eat anything.
Except fruit cocktail. Yuck. Anyways.
Yeah. The man cannot eat fruit cocktail. Okay.
What?
You'll eat the guts out of something. Gross.
I will. Fruit is designed to be eaten separately. It is not designed to be mixed up.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
I don't.
Who's the weird one in this group?
Right?
Okay, I do not like fruit cocktails.
30 years I have been dealing with this, or what seems like 30. It's close enough. Rounding.
I'll do kidney, I'll do liver, everything like that. But yeah, your fruit cocktail.
He's got tripe in the bloody freezer.
I do. It's delicious. For Menudo.
No. Nope.
You can't
I'm
do
a little gaggy right now.
You can't do a mixture of oranges and pineapple and apple.
No.
I mean, come on, a little bit of marshmallows
colada,
in there.
You know, I can. You know.
If it's liquefied, you're all right.
The alcohol kind of balances the flavors out.
Wow. I mean, my favorite fruit cocktail is, it's like, it's got coconut in it and sour cream and little mini marshmallows. And then you put in grapes.
Oh, that's
and...
ambrosia salad.
Yes, yes. That's my favorite.
Sour cream, not cream cheese?
I do both. Cream. Yeah. Sour cream. You can throw cream cheese in it too. Cream cheese just makes it a little sweeter, you know, but sour cream gives it that little bitter tang. Yeah. Yeah. Ambrosia salad. I love that stuff. Throw a little walnuts in it. Mm-hmm. Dude, I could eat that all day. Yep.
Okay.
They make one similar to that with instead of fruit, they have the Jello in it.
Well, that wouldn't be too
bad. Mixed Jello flavors. Oh, that's not too bad. I can do that. But real fruit, yeah. I got to do them one at a time.
Oh, gee, of course he'd eat Jello. You know what's in that?
That's right. I have an engineer at work. Will not touch any type of bean. It could be a refried bean. It could just be baked bean. It doesn't matter. Won't do it.
Why?
Yep. Will not do any beans at all.
Beans are delicious.
I know, right? They're the magical fruit.
Yes, yes.
The more you eat, the more you toot.
Let's say that.
We can solve the energy crisis.
Right?
So, what was the reasoning behind the beans? What was the reasoning behind not eating beans? Was there a
He
reason?
Says, yes, he says they are too sandy.
Oh, he doesn't like the grittiness of them. They're kind of gritty. Yeah. Okay, I can understand that because some kidney beans, not all of them, some beans like that, the bigger ones.
I like pinto. Yeah, pinto is my favorite. I can eat those all day long. Garbanzos aren't bad. Yeah. But I don't know. It just depends. I mean, my grandmother used to make a goulash, and she'd put, I don't know what kind of bean it was. That was the only thing I didn't like about her goulash. I mean, I duplicate her recipe, but leave those beans out. But I make some hunting camp beans with molasses and mustard and bacon and just, oh my God, is it? And it's even better the more you reheat it.
Because it thickens up nice.
It does. It gets thicker and thicker. Pretty soon you're having a bean sandwich. You know,
his mummy bag looks like a balloon.
You're right. I stay nice and toasty warm.
Don't light a match. Don't light a match.
Oh, in his own little tent.
Yep.
Yes, all by yourself.
Little parakeet in a cage in there just in case.
All right, back to the 12-year-old talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk about farts. Yeah.
Well, we digressed again.
What's new?
Yeah. So anyway, we should probably talk about a little bit of World of Warcraft. So Lorelei is not here. Like I said, she's playing Dungeons & Dragons, the board game, not the actual computer game, even though she has been playing the heck out of Baldur's Gate 3. So I'm tasked with the retail raid this week. I did not play on Friday. I don't remember why. I just came home. I do remember why. I went to the eye doctor and he super dilated my eyes. So it was really hard to see anything. I mean, just the slightest little light white was bright.
Right?
So I forgoed that and I played a little Avengers Assemble because I can turn the darkness, you know, I can turn it way down. So I did that. But anyway, for our raid that night, it looks like we did one shot. We were doing heroic. We did one shot on Kazara, one kill, and we did looks like 11 wipes on Neltharion. And that's where they ended. So,
alrighty then.
Yeah, they
up on aisle three.
Right. Their best pull was down to 11%. So that's not too bad. I mean, that is, it's a tough boss. Oh no, I take it back. There's a 10%. So they got down to 10%. That was their closest. And, you know, I didn't get to see the fight, so I don't know really what was going on there. But I know looking at it, we only had, oh my God, what, 22 people is all we had. So, you know, it was okay. That's a fair amount. We usually have somewhere between 20 and 25. So we're right in there. That was Friday night. And then Saturday, I actually played. And we're still doing heroic. We went back to Netherion. And we did 6 more wipes. And did we kill it? I think we did. No. We moved past it. Yeah, that's right. We packed out. And we went to... what is this? Assault of the Zakali. I don't even know what that one is. But we did 1 kill there. And then we went to Rashok. And we pretty much 4 wipes there and called it a night early. But we were... I don't think we had as many people. Let me look really quick. I don't think we had as many... No, we didn't. We had 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 people.
Yeah, you were really light.
We were really light tonight, or Saturday night. And that changes things drastically when you don't have as many people, especially when Fafford goes down every freaking fight. I went down every single time.
When there's less people, there's more required of you, Fafford.
Yeah, I know, but it was just like, the heels were tough. I think that's a lot of it was because I was running out of hit points.
Usually. Oh my God.
Well,
it's okay. You're just a Turkish rug. It's all right. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, Turkish rug. I like that.
Yeah, the floor is strong with this one.
Yes. So, all right. So, how do mermaids wash their fins? With tide.
Jesus. That one actually hurt.
That's a good one. Everybody at work even said that was a good one. I think I got that off our Discord channel.
I do not claim that one. That is not mine.
Maybe. I might have heard that on TikTok.daddoc. Have you watched those? Oh my God, those are so funny. yeah, no, I think I got that one. Yeah, I did. I got that one off TikTok Dad Doc. So there's a TikTok group, and they're all dads, and they sit on the dock out at the lake, and they tell dad jokes. Some of them are really good. It's like, my doctor called and said that I have something wrong. My DNA is backwards, and I said, and?
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are actually pretty funny.
They are.
Because they try not to laugh, but
right.
The outtakes are fabulous.
The outtakes are absolutely funny. So if you guys haven't checked them out, please go do. They're great. Some of them, like I said, some of them are pretty eh. But I have...
It's this TikTok thing you speak of.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah, really. Not a TikTok person.
I got one of my guys at work says, "Oh, Fafford, you need to start doing TikToks. You are so funny." I'm like, "No, I don't think so. No."
That's for that other generation,
right?
The millennial people. That ain't us.
No, definitely not us.
Yeah. You know what's scary is that little Missy has now discovered how to use the remote and find what she likes. First, she finds YouTube on the TV, and then she starts scrolling through until she finds what she likes.
Well, at least she doesn't have TikTok yet.
She will never have TikTok.
So, all right.
She's speaking to the grandkids, and I realize it's been quiet here this weekend except for me.
Yeah. Well, honey, it's... I really, honestly, I did not want to deal with small people this weekend. I got too much on my mind right now, so.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I hear you. So, yeah. So when I went to the doctor Friday and they super dilated my eyes, they're like, "Okay, well, we're gonna have to do the shot in your eye again, but this time we're gonna put a pellet in there." I'm like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. What exactly does that mean, Fafford?
I know, right? I just cursed, but damn, a shot in the eye again. I mean, the first time, you know, you don't know what to expect, whatever, but now I do. And he goes, "We're going to change it up." So I have some swelling from when I had my cataract surgery in one eye. And of course it's my right eye, which is my scope eye, and it's dead center of my eye. So when I put my scope up to my eye, I cannot see the crosshair. So I'm just guessing. So I need to get it fixed because bow season started last weekend.
And you ain't filling the freezer like that.
No, just like put it up and go, "Well, maybe." Click.
That looks like a deer. Oh, sorry, Dad.
So, yeah, I need to get it fixed. And he said it will fix it. It just, you know, but they gotta go to the insurance. I guess it's pretty pricey, according to my wife. Just one little shot in the eye for $1,000.
Ouch.
Well, tell you, I'll beat that on Monday.
In more ways than one. How? What are you doing?
I'm getting radioactivated.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're going to be scoping out my neck.
You're gonna turn into Hulk?
There you
probably.
Go. I'm right a dead there man. The
Hulk or She-Hulk. Thing. I guess She-Hulk.
Yeah,
that's a thing now.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you see a lot of glowing north folks, it's not the northern lights. It's just me.
It's just Mrs. Mack. Nice.
She's going to get on me.
Yeah. So you saw there's a new Godzilla coming out. It's called Monarch.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So Monarch was the one that did all the monitoring and all that for it. I just saw the ad just out of the blue. It just popped up, and I was like, "What? I didn't even know this was coming out." And it's like the end of September, so it's not too far out. But anyway, we should move on. Right. Yeah, and, you know, I can't say I hear the music, but it is time for Max Gold Making Tips.
You're listening to the Gobbling Goldcast. I got mouths to feed, so let's get this thing started. Time is money, friend.
You know, I usually spend time talking about making gold in Wrath of the Lich King, and this week I'd like to talk about spending some gold. If you're spending much time making gold and are running out of things to use the gold on, you know, check out the price of the WoW token in the auction house. You know, I wasn't a big fan of when Blizzard announced that they were bringing the token to the Classic servers because, well, it isn't Classic. But since it's here to stay, you might as well take advantage of it. Right now, the WoW tokens on the Pagel server are going for about 4,600 gold. So for less than the price of Fast Flying, you can pay for your WoW subscription for a month. Now I'm taking advantage while the prices is low and trading in some easily gotten gold for game time. Also, Joyous Journeys is active now, so leveling alts is much quicker. And old school materials are selling for really fast and for some high prices in the auction house. Farm up some old mats while leveling your alts and take advantage of the low prices of WoW tokens in the auction house. And if you have a special gold-making spot that you'd like to share with the listeners as suggestion, or if you have any questions, you can leave me a message on the Lion's Pride Tavern Discord or email me at Mac, that's M-A-C, goblingoldcast@gmail.com, or you can contact me on Twitter at goblingoldcast. I'd like to thank Kevin McLeod for his music, Hot Rock, and Schaefer Bates for his awesome goblin voice during the intro. We'll talk to you next time. Now go make some gold.
Damn, Mac, I may have to get back into Classic just to make gold.
Oh, pay for my WoW subscription. I'm making gold hand over fist, okay? and I am not normally a very good gold maker.
She took some advice.
Well, I mean, once I got my mount, I was down between my two main tunes on Classic to like 700 gold. Okay, like seven between the two of them. I now have close to 12K between the two of them.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just
unbelievable. So in retail, you're talking, you know, what is it this week? 300,000.
Right.
300,000 gold to get a token. And you're talking, what did you say, 6,500?
Not 4, even, 4,600, yeah.
Wow.
It was 4,670.
$4,600 for a token.
4,600 gold.
That's, yeah. But that's crazy. The difference between retail and classic.
Yeah, gold's a little easier to make in retail, but still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gold's easier to make in classic, too, now.
The gold in retail is like the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
we'll just keep printing more, yeah.
Yeah. All right, next up, something wonderful from Mrs. Max Frying Pan.
There's Anna cries out in the night, growing restless, longing for some dietary company.
Hello, and welcome to this week's Mrs. Max Frying Pan, the portion of the show where I get to complain about all the things Max says he's going to make and then forgets. Since it is now football season, yay, we have a team we can root for. I thought I'd share a favorite recipe from my youth. This is perfect for get-togethers, football games, I mean, just about anything. And it's called pizza dip. This was a staple when I was growing up, as my folks did their fair share of entertaining. Anyway, you make the dip, and then you dip French or Italian bread cubes into the dip and enjoy. It's pretty easy to make, and it's pretty good, too. You will need one chopped onion, 1/2 green pepper chopped, 1/2 pound of hamburger or Italian sausage. I will say the Italian sausage does work better. 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 10.5 ounce jars of pizza sauce, 2 teaspoons of cornstarch, 1.5 teaspoons of oregano, 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder, not garlic salt, garlic powder, 10 ounces of shredded cheddar cheese, and 10 ounces of shredded mozzarella. You saute the first 4 ingredients in a large skillet. Transfer to a large pan, think Dutch oven. Add the pizza sauce and the spices, mix well. Dissolve your cornstarch in 1/4 cup of water. Add to the mixture and cook on high, stirring constantly until it is thickened. Once it's thickened, add in both cheeses. Stir until the cheese is melted. Transfer it to a heated crock pot set to low. Dip your bread cubes in and enjoy. This, just typing this recipe out brought back such great memories. This was always one of our favorites as a kid, and we would beg my mother to make it, and she hated making it, but oh, it was so good. So anyway, that will do it for this week's episode. As always, I welcome comments, criticisms, and cooking tips. You can find me on the Lion's Pride Tavern server on Discord, or you may email me at Mrs. Mac Goblin Goldcast, that's MRSMAC, goblingoldcast @gmail.com. Now, go have some fun and make something wonderful.
All right, I got to ask, I got to know, what team are you rooting for?
I am allowed to root for the Steelers this year.
Yes, good girl. Although, that's my favorite team.
Well, yeah, no. Yeah, my favorite team is the Bears, and I will always root for my Bears, but football is allowed in the house again, and the Steelers are the team.
All right, fair enough, because I knew Alaska didn't have a team.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. That's
they're like Montana. Is... Yeah.
Yeah.
Mrs. Max they're from like... the Midwest, like the rest of us.
They're like, yeah. The heck with that cold stuff. I don't want to throw the ball and lose my fingers, you know. We do play hockey.
Yes. Yeah, well,
that Canadian thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our southern.
That's what happens when you have snow 9 months out of the year.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, summer's over, Mac.
I got to take advantage of my body fat again.
Winter is coming.
We call it insulation up here in Alaska. It's like the seals. We've learned something from our aquatic brothers.
You are the walrus. Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
He's even got the face full of fuzz most of the time.
Right?
I trimmed it back a little bit for the last podcast.
Yeah.
I will regrow it.
I think it looked good. I noticed.
Yeah, I know. Mrs. Mac wants a ZZ Top look, I think.
No. Oh, God, no. You know, Mac, the problem with that is that gives her something to grab onto and yank and say, listen here, bud.
Oh, I thought you were... Oh, never mind.
No. Yeah. No, Yankee, my wanky. There, I said it for you.
I
love when I can beat him to the punch.
That got Mrs. Mac giggling.
Better than the ears, right?
Oh, anyways, goodness.
All right, moving on.
Robert does not want to use the beat button.
Yeah.
All right. Been cooking very tip, good. I have
cooking
not
tip
had
number
had
one, if the smoke alarm's going off, that does not mean your food's done.
All right. Jeez. Herding cats with Lystra. And I won't cry if I ever die. My skills are quite a shock, cause I'm a warlock. And I said, hey, I don't take crap. If I go, ooh, I'll just have to use lifetime. People fear me when I cap. And I said, hey, I don't take crap. If I go, ooh, I'll just have to use lifetime.
I'm a warlock. Yeah, this is what this whole show has been about, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Bradford's lost control.
Did he ever have control?
I don't think so.
I'm just dying on the floor.
Well, I have not been raiding. I have not been in retail this week. I haven't done a whole lot of anything because, hey, guess what? I went back to school this week. It has been an absolute crazy week. And they actually had me work overtime. You know, I get paid by the hour. I'm not on a salary. So that's kind of a big shocker. But it's been great. I'm not going to complain about it. But it hasn't given me enough time for my games this week. So I'm kind of bummed about that. I have, however, been working on mugs. And Dave the Lock, I'm throwing you out there. Hey, thanks for the message. I got it. And Dave has requested an apron from us. Dave wants an apron that says, I curse more than an affliction warlock.
That's good.
So I am in the process. I'm going to make it black, just for the record. It's going to be black with that on the front. And it will have the Lions Pride logo on it as well. So that's where we're at, and the mugs are coming along better than they were last night. Mrs. Mac got to listen to me cuss.
Yeah, it was an interesting conversation.
Yeah, we're having a conversation, and then I swear in between there and say something, and she's like, oh,
look,
that?
I've got it. Oh, mother beep!
I said, no, I'm just talking to myself, sharing a little information with the man upstairs. So, yeah, we're coming along, so go look at our store. I would really like to see some people give us some comments on what's in there. If you don't like what you see, would you drop something in the Discord? If you'd like something, I'd like to hear about it too. Haven't heard a whole lot from anybody, and there's some stuff in there that's pretty darn affordable. So go to it, go check it out, and have a great week. We will see you next week, and we'll see you in game.
Awesome. Yes, we do have a link in our Discord called Web Store. You can... by all means, post whatever you want there. The last post we made was back in July, saying that here's the new store website. So please check it out.
The old one just disappeared on us.
Disappeared.
With no warning.
It went defuncted.
And I would just like to get some feedback, I guess, on the things that we do have in there. It's like, what do you want to see? If this isn't what you want, what do you want? You know, that's kind of my thing.
I want a stuffed Mac voodoo doll.
Ooh. I'll look into plushies.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm plush enough, thank you.
is there a little dwarf plushie?
When I go to the doctor, I become a pincushion.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
All right. Last but not least, it's WFN News, Warcraft Fafnir News. WoW tokens are at 311,000 in the United States, up from 295 last week. So it's not like the 4,600 on Classic. This week's
another reason to come over and join us in Classic.
Right? This week's bonus event is Pet Battles. So Lorelei will be all over that, plus my wife. and the Secrets of Azeroth Hidden Treasures ends this Thursday. So, guys, you don't have very much longer to find that stuff. It's just random treasure out in the world of Azeroth. I guess you got to just stumble. Maybe there's a add-on that would show you where they're at, but I haven't.
Oh, I'm sure Mac can find it if it involves stumbling.
I'm gonna say, I wonder if Gathermate has anything set up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know. Haven't looked into it.
Mommy says there's a guide.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So there's a guide. Yep.
Instead of she knows a guy, she knows a guide.
Yeah. too funny. All right. Well, what a podcast. That was fun. We were short one person, but, you know, I looked at it and went, as long as Lister's coming, we can do this.
Oh, jeez. Well, thank you for that vote of confidence.
I just wanted to make sure.
He wants to offset me and Mrs. Mac.
Right.
Well, true. Balance is everything.
Yeah, you know.
It was mainly for that one half of the two, you know.
Yeah.
I've always been a little unbalanced.
Don't we know it. But that's what we love about you, Mac.
Speak for yourself.
Well, we don't have to live with him.
There is that.
She's like, well, he goes to work before I wake up. So I'd have to deal with him in the morning.
He drives me when I need to go someplace. So I can't complain too much.
Yeah, he's got some things that are worth it.
Yeah, I mean.
And then there are little things that aren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Mac.
You know. So you know, you get those attaboys every once in a while and the oh crap gets rid of all of them, you know?
fun podcast, guys. I really appreciate it. So let's give a thanks out to all of our fans. Thank you very much for listening. I really do like reading the comments about, you know, the UPS driver listening to a month's worth. I was like, oh, my God. Now, we had one guy, he backed up and listened to all the podcasts I had on the server, which is almost 11 months worth. So, yeah, that's a lot of Mac.
That's a glutton for punishment.
Actually, the UPS driver said over the last month, he's caught up with all of the past episodes that are out.
The past episodes for the month?
No.
No?
He says, I've caught up on all the episodes over the past month.
Oh, well, there's another one. Oh, my gosh. How can you stand that?
They need hazard pay for that.
Right? So next time you see your UPS driver, give him a donut or a cookie or something. Say, God, do something earplugs. Else besides listen to them. Give him some of those earplugs. No, seriously, we love it. We love the fact that you guys listen to our podcast. Wow, somebody else just came into the...
Cobra Kool-Aid.
Yeah. So that was live on air, Cobra Kool-Aid. Way to go. Come welcome to the Lions Pride Tavern Discord. So I will give you an official welcome here in a second. But yeah, guys,
and
thanks everybody.
I will send you your complimentary frying pan shortly.
Everybody gets one.
I get them a lot.
Yeah, you do. So I want to thank all of our fans for listening, and I want to thank Charm for all of her beautiful music. Please go visit her website and her YouTube channel. The links are listed in the description. And Vincent Moretto for his heavy metal tavern music. His links are also in the description below. Both these artists were nice enough to let us use their music royalty free, and we love using their music. It's absolutely great music. So thanks everybody for coming, and we'll see you all next week.
Hey, did I mention Mrs. Max got her concealed carry frying pan? Go out and make some gold.
Go have some fun and make something wonderful.
And don't be a dumb warlock.